This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the round table with Indian AI startups at his residence in New Delhi, ahead of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 to be held in India next month. 12 Indian AI startups who have qualified for the AI for All Global Impact Challenge attended the roundtable. During the meeting, they presented their ideas and work. These startups are working in a diverse set of areas, including Indian language foundation models, 3D content using generative AI for e-commerce, marketing and personalized content creation, engineering simulations, healthcare diagnostics, and medical research, among others. During the meeting, Prime Minister highlighted the importance of artificial intelligence in bringing about transformation in society. He noted that India will host the India AI Impact Summit next month, through which the country will play a major role in the technology sector. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began today in the coastal town of Prabhaspatan in Gujarat. The event marks 1,000 years since the first attack on the Somnath Temple in 1026 AD by Mahmud of Ghazni. This year's celebrations also coincide with the upcoming 75th anniversary of the inauguration of the restored temple in 1951. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the nation on the commencement of the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, today said that a hybrid model combining artificial intelligence with human intelligence will be critical to building a future-ready, responsive and effective public administration. Addressing a workshop on AI for capacity building, transforming governance in New Delhi, the minister underlined that artificial intelligence should be seen as a powerful means, not an end in itself, and must always be guided by human judgment and responsibility. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, today launched the Aadhaar Mascot UDAI. Minister of Electronics and Information Technology said the mascot will be helpful in making Aadhaar-related information more relatable and people-friendly. It added that the mascot will simplify communication of Aadhaar services, including updates, authentication and offline verification. UIDAI has rolled out a nationwide mascot design contest on MyGov platform last year, inviting people to design an official mascot for Aadhaar. 875 entries were received from across the country. The second edition of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 will be held in New Delhi from tomorrow till the 12th of this month. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia announced this while addressing media in New Delhi today. The minister said the formal opening ceremony will be held on Saturday in the presence of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace the concluding ceremony on the 12th of this month. Mr. Mandavia said that more than 2,500 youth from across the country and abroad will participate in the event. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier has strongly criticized the U.S. foreign policy under President Donald Trump. Mr. Steinmeier said global democracy was being attacked as never before. According to the experts, these remarks apparently refer to recent actions such as the ousting of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. Describing Russia's annexation of Crimea and the invasion of Ukraine as a watershed, President Steinmeier said the U.S. behavior represented a second historic rupture. He said active intervention was needed in threatening situations, and countries such as Brazil and India must be convinced to protect the world order. Australia clinched Ashes series by winning the fifth test at the Sydney Cricket Ground. The bowling, batting and fielding performances feature highly on the all-time list for Aussies in the Ashes, underscoring Australia's dominance in the 4-1 series win. The Australians bowled England out for 342 on the fifth day of the series finale, and 164 victory finished 161 for 5, with Carey hitting the winning runs and Cameron Green unbeaten on 22. Chasing 160, the hosts made a brisk start with Travis Head and Jake Wett-Herald putting on a 62-run opening partnership to set up Australia's run chase. In badminton, India's PV Sindhu has stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.